This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 21 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is a Basil and Zoe story, and this is called Switching Gears. The thing about spaceships is that when you've lived on one long enough, you learn the places you can go when you want to be alone, but also be able to be found. And when you've become friends with a line officer who also happens to be both prone to brooding and a synthetic life form, you learn where they are likely to go in similar situations. Which is why I found myself climbing a ladder inside a maintenance crawlway in heels on the night of my 18th birthday in order to access a little-known observation alcove where said synthetic life form had often brought me to practice music. Because the acoustics here are quite excellent, Zoe. He turned when I stepped off the ladder, and the starlight on his pale silver features made my breath catch. I'd been reacting that way a lot lately. "Had a feeling I'd find you here," I said by way of a greeting. "You didn't come to my party." "I did not wish to intrude upon the fun you and your friends were no doubt having." "Basil!" I made his name into something like an admonishment. "You're my friend too, aren't you? I wouldn't have invited you if I didn't want you there." I moved closer to the tiny bench he was occupying. "Move over a little." He did as I asked, making room for me. "I had planned to contact you once I had returned to my quarters. I came here to determine what I wished to say."
"Well, happy birthday is the typically used phrase, but if you had something more original, I'm sure I wouldn't object."
I could tell he meant something more. I was keeping my tone light on purpose. "You are human."
"Kinda knew that."
I was not finished. "You are human, and you are now 18. In all of the aligned worlds, achieving that age marks you as an adult."
"Is this the part where you remind me that when I complete this semester, I'm no longer considered my mother's dependent and lose my residency eligibility?"
"No," he said quietly. "It is not." He changed his position on the bench, angling his body so that he was facing me. "It is the part where I tell you that I have enjoyed the friendship we have forged in the past few months. It is the part where I share that while playing music with you has enhanced my emotional and intellectual growth, so has the time we have spent just talking." His eyes flashed ruby, then gold, then back to the cool sapphire they usually were. "It is the part where I ask if you would consider altering the paradigm of our relationship from friendship to romance."
I reached for his left hand and wrapped my right one around it. "You skipped my birthday party because you wanted to ask me on a date." I was only half teasing. The truth was that we'd been having regular lunches and dinners together, and even movie night, when Mom's duty shift kept her busy, for weeks. I was pretty sure his friends among the crew assumed we were dating already. I knew mine did.
"No, Zoe. While we never named it thusly, by any definition, we have already been dating. I skipped your birthday because, as I said, I did not wish to intrude upon your celebration, but also because I wished a more private assignation with the woman I hope is my girlfriend."
"Girlfriend. If you are mean about..." I interrupted him the way I'd wanted to interrupt so many conversations over the past few weeks. I kissed him. I wasn't sure what to expect. Metal? Plastic? But kissing Basil didn't feel physically different from kissing any other humanoid-shaped person. His mouth was warm. His lips were soft against mine, then firmer as he joined the kiss, becoming a participant. His tongue met mine, and I tasted something faintly sweet, but nothing I could put a name to. It was just him. I broke away when I had to breathe.
"May I assume that was a yes?"
"You may."
I realized I was still holding his hand. I let it go and scooted closer to him.
"You know I'm going to have some questions, and I don't want to seem invasive or rude when I ask."
"You have the right to ask me anything, Zoe."
"Oh, Basil." "Okay, then I guess, how far can we go? Is sex on the table? Is this only until I leave for university or work or whatever I do at the end of the school year? Are we..."
"We don't have to hide this, do we?" "You do not have to hide anything, Zoe, though, as a line officer, a certain level of decorum is expected. I do not believe we should define a schedule. It may be that we are not as compatible as lovers than we are as friends. It may be that when you leave, our relationship ends naturally."
"That's fair.
And you would be welcome to visit, should you wish to.
even if your mother were to transfer. And sex? Anatomically, Zoe, I am little different than a human male. You know this.
I know it intellectually.
And you wish first-hand experience?
As you pointed out earlier, I am human. But I don't want to go there. If it's something you're doing only for me, either it's for both of us or it doesn't happen.
I would have it no other way.
Good.
We sat in silence for a few moments, though Basil put his arm around my shoulders, drawing me closer to his body.
The warm solidity of him was something I'd always noticed in friendly hugs. Now it was mine to experience in a whole new way.
Basil? Yes, Zoe. Is sex even something you're interested in? With you?
Basil!
Forgive me, Zoe. Perhaps it was inappropriate to attempt humor at such a moment. Only a little. Then let me be clear. I am interested in exploring whatever you wish to explore, Zoe Harris.
You know, this doesn't get you out of giving me an actual birthday present.
I have a gift for you in my quarters. We can go retrieve it whenever you are ready.
We can go to your quarters in a bit, I agreed. But it's late, so I think my present might have to wait till after breakfast. I caught his reaction to the real meaning of my sentence and smiled slightly.
For now,
staying here is good.
Especially if you kiss me again. I am happy to comply, Basil answered.
And he did.
As his lips met mine for another delicious kiss, I considered whether it was too soon to sleep with him. I might have just turned 18, but I wasn't innocent. I also knew that if Basil was declaring himself in this way, he meant it. This wasn't just an impulsive hookup. This was just us switching gears.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.